special schuss again for us. Moshe Aaron Friedman here. It's, I think, third or fourth year run. Third? Okay. And it's many Talmidim here through the Daf Shavua and Mishpacha also. So, Shkoyach again for coming.
Vishos, the Rav Mardas Shlita and the Choshev Olam, it's always a chizik and a burst of inspiration and geshmak to be in such a makom kadosh with Heilig Yidden that Leil Rosh Chodesh, we just said, Yalav V'yovoi Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and Be'ezer Hashem, we are planning that Mashiach is going to come and we're going to have a Beis HaMikdash and we're going to have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And when we have Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah essay of Al Matzois Umeroirim Yechluhu. But Bizman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, like last year and the previous years in the Golus, so there's a mitzvah essay, Doi Reis, it's a Machlekes HaMiroyim actually, in the Gemara Pesachim, that the Pasuk says, Be'erev Toichlu Matzois, and we paskin like that, it's Rava in the end of Pesachim, that even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, and L'chayr Adifotaka, Morar Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon, but even when there's no Korban Pesach, and you don't have the Al Matzos Umroyim Yoichlu, which is a matzah and a morah that's tuffel to the Korban Pesach, but there's another din, a bazundra din, an andra din, that was noig in the Zman Beis HaMikdash, also l'chayra, that be'erev toichlu masses. It's actually a machlaikis. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov argues, he holds that the same way morah bizman hazeh is the Rabbanon, matzah also bizman hazeh is the Rabbanon, because only with the Korban Pesach is there the rice of the kamatzah. He darshins be'erev toichlu masses for something else. It's yedua though, Matu Mishmei of the Gra, and there's a lot of other makaris to this idea. It's called though the Gra. They're toilet on the Gra, although it's also a Chizkuni and maybe a Balamar and a Toisvis. We'll see that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach or 8 days of Pesach. Bizman in Chutz Laaretz when there's Sveika de Yoima. That was avada the sheet of the Goin. The pasuk says Sheishes Yomim Teichel Matzah. It's not a Rishus. It's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Kiyumin, not a chiv. But a mitzvah to eat matzah. It's you do what's brought down in Maaser Rav that the Gra never did Shalosh Shudos b'derech klal on Yom Tif, but on Achron Shel Pesach, he did. He ate Shalosh Shudos because it's the last few minutes of Pesach, and he wanted a chaperayin a little bit more nachamal a mitzvah. I mean, all the days, but zunder it's mamish the last few minutes. Interesting. It's brought down in Maaser Rav on Achron Shel Pesach. One would have thought maybe. On Shvi Shal Pesach, where the Deiris is going to be over, Achron Shal Pesach is only a Derabbanon, you would have thought that Shvi Shal Pesach, he would like try to chaperayin matzah, Deiris, the mitzvah kiyumas of Deiris, but L'chara, that's clashing with the Sudas Yom Tif of Sveikah Diyem of Derabbanon. B'cholof, and in Maaser Rav, it's brought down that on Achron Shal Pesach, he would try to chaperayin. And that's based on his Shita, which is also the Chizkuni there on the Pesach and others, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. I had a suffix. Rabbi Acha Bar Yaakov, he holds that there's not even a din of Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs. He holds that the entire din of Matzah, Midoy Raisa, is only Bezman Beis HaMikdash with the Korban Pesach. Could he still hold of the Groz din? Maybe, I don't know. Is it possible that Bezman HaZeh, there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Doi Raisa B'chlal of Matzah, Be'erev Toichlu Matzahs, but there still could be a din of the other 6 days having a Doi Raisa? It would be a little modern, but that's a Kupanam Deshita. One of the Makairis they bring for this idea is the Baal Amar, famous Baal Amar at the end of Pesachim. He asks, V'yesh sheshoyalim, ba'achilas matzah, ma tam ein mevorachim kol zayin? We don't make a bracha on matzah all 7 days when we eat matzah. Chol Hamoed, eating matzah. We should make a bracha al achilas matzah. We don't make a bracha on matzah. Frek the Baal Amar, man ishtano, that on Sukkis, if we eat on a sukkah, not only on Leil Tesvav, where everyone knows, two, tesvav, that the same way there's a bazunderedin of Leil Tesvav on Pesach, there's a bazunderedin of Leil Tesvav on Sukkis. But the truth is, on Sukkis, we eat, anytime we eat in the Sukkah, we make a bracha, leishev basukkah. Manishtano, that on Pesach we only make the first night. That's what he asks. The Yesh Lahoshiv, the Baal Amar asks, answers, Lefisha Adam Yachal Bashar Hayomim Lamoid Beloyachilas Matzah. You could survive without eating matzah the other 7 days. You need sustenance. Yanizoin ba'oyrez. Interesting. Baal Amar says oyrez, rice. Okay, some people don't eat rice. It's a minig that came out after the times of the Baal Amar. But he says, you can eat rice and doichen and komine peiris. Mashenken besukkah, it's impossible. Why? Eat oyrez. Eat eat arai. No, but you got to sleep. You have to sleep in the sukkah. And it's impossible to survive without sleep for 3 days. So it's bevadoyis that, besides Lel Tezvav, you're going to have to be in the sukkah and do the mitzvah of Leisha B'sukkah. So that's why the Baal HaMor says, Leisha B'sukkah we make all 7 days, matzanat. The minhag ha'olam is to say that the shakel of itari of the Baal HaMor's kasha and teretz is this topic. Is there in fact a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days? In his kasha, he thought there's a mitzvah. So he says, so make a bracha, make asher tzivonu, al achilas matzah. And in his answer, it's not mukhrach, but there are those that say, no, he's chazer by in his teretz. Lehed, you're not like they're going, there's no mitzvah to eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. Okay, eat peiris, bananas, rice, eat other things. No Indian to eat matzah. L'chayr, the Baal HaMor and his teretz is all like that. The Rambam is like that. The Rambam, Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph. V'shar Yemois HaRegel, Achilas Matzah Rishus. Rotzah, Oichel Matzah, you want? Eat matzah. Rotzah, if you want, Oichel Oirez, Doichen, Kloyois, Peiris. Only on Leil Tesvav, Bilvad, is it a Chayva. And interesting, I want to add, the Rambam adds, U'misha Ochal Kizayis Yotzi Yedeichei Vosei. When once you eat a kezayis, you were yoitza. There's a stark diuk in Rambam that even though lechayra he doesn't hold like the goyin, he holds that the other 6 days there's only a reshus, eat bananas and oiras, no reason to eat matzah. But on Leil Tezvav, the mitzvah is not just the first kezayis. And the Bach says there's also, but I think it's a mefarshi Rambam. On the first night of Pesach, any amount of matzah you eat is part of the mitzvah. The minimum is kezayis. Misha ochal kezayis yotza. But you eat more, it's still the mitzvah. Interesting. It's still the mitzvah. Kezayis is the minimum, it's enough. You could eat more than a kezayis. But the Rambam is talking about doing not like the going. Shari Tshuva brings in Shulchan Aruch that there are those that are machar, they only eat a kezayis, the first kezayis of Leil Tezvav. Afterwards, they have nervin, they're nervous, maybe chametz, gebroch, tzinyanim. They only, mamish, only eat the first kezayis. On the other hand, they're losing out on Simchas Yontev and eating the matzah. He says, Eilu ve'elu l'shem shamayim iskavnim ba'amech kulam tzadikim. Now, another twist on this inyan, whether there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach, of course, it's Yaduah, there's a Mishnah Brura. In Simon Tafresh Lamed Tes and Hilchis Sukkah, he's Mesupik, the Suffolk of the Chofetz Chaim. He declares, according to the Gra, that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. Is it true that on Sukkot also, there's a mitzvah to go eat in the Sukkah every day? Now again, the Baal HaMor said you make a bracha because you can't fall asleep and all that, but is there a mitzvah in Indian that the more you eat in a Sukkah, every time you eat in a Sukkah, you're doing a mitzvah? He's Mesupik, the Mishnah Berurah. But here's an interesting twist. Do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? I mean, that's a loaded question. That could be either Chol HaMoed, Pesach, or Sukkot. This is Lav Dafka. You know, just as an aside, there was a vikuach. There was some chassidim that had a minhag that even if it was pouring rain, they would still eat in the sukkah. And others that said, no, if it's pouring rain, you go already and eat inside the house. So one of the chassidim, I forgot, he was saying over from his Elta Zeder, Reb Chaim Tzanzer, he says he knows B'yediyah, that it was raining, and they ate in the house. So a second cousin of his, who's also a different Rebbe, who's also an Einikel of the Tzanzer, he says, yeah, you're right, it was raining, they ate in the house, but it was Chol HaMoed Pesach. So you have to know what you're talking about here. But, do we wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed? Now, why don't we wear tefillin on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is an ois, and Mila is an ois, and a Yid always needs two oisois. So on a weekday, the two oisois that you have are Mila and Tefillin. On Shabbos, for Yom Tov, you have Mila and Shabbos, or Yom Tov. And Yom Tov is also an ois. But it's Chol HaMoed an ois. That's the Vikuach. The Vikuach, if you wear Tefillin on Chol HaMoed, is if Tefillin is an ois. It's interesting. That has to do with this topic. Why? Because if you want to say that Chol HaMoed also you don't wear Tefillin, why don't you wear tefillin Chol HaMoed? Because you say, even Chol HaMoed has two oisis without the tefillin. Let's start counting. You have Mila, that you always have, right? What's the second ois? What's the tzad that Chol HaMoed is also ois? Tosis and Menachas daf lamed vav, because it's usher to eat chametz. That's the ois they even have in Chol HaMoed. Tosis ma'id katan yutes, because we eat matzah. I think these two toisesin, it's a steer, it's a machloikis. It's mamish the topic of the gra. Others say that Chol HaMoed is not an ois, but if you want to say Chol HaMoed is an ois and a ziba to sanction not to wear tefillin, what's the nakuda? Is it because of the isur chametz, toises and menaches, or is it because there's matzah? Truth is, other rishonim say it's because it's asur b'malacha. which that's goofa, big machlokes we showing him. Is chalamoid osir b'deraisa b'malacha or only b'derabanan? If you learn it's deraisa, you can say that's the ois of chalamoid. Be aware, you have to have a hesber why even chalamoid sukkis is also an ois. If it's because of the isr malacha, that's equal by both. But if it's because of the isr chametz, what parallel the what's the ois by chalamoid sukkis? That's osir outside the sukkah. Maybe the Dalad Minim. I'm not sure. What would Dalad Minim is only first day midiraisa, only in the Beis Hamikdash. What's the ois? Lo you talking that you wit fill nchol mayt Pesach and nchol mayt Sukkot. I'm not buying into that. But you have to know what the hesber would be. Again, what's the tzad that you don't wit fill nchol mayt Pesach? I'm giving you three options on the tzad that you don't wit fill in because it's an ois. What's the ois? The iser chametz, the matzah, the gros matzah, or the iser malacha, which that avad would equally apply. You know, it says Mordechai Yotza Milifnei HaMelech, and we know that the story of Purim happened on Pesach. I saw once a pshat, Mordechai was wearing tefillin, the Medrash says. So they say, that's a raya, you with tefillin on Chol HaMoed. They say, it's not a raya. Mordechai was fasting. Now, how could he fast? I have to eat matzah. So that, we discussed in last year's shir. That's not this topic. But, since Mordechai was not eating matzah, so he didn't have the ois. According to Tosfos Moed Katan, the ois is matzah. He didn't have the ois of matzah. You have to wear tefillin, right? If the same way the Bir Halacha brings someone that doesn't know if he's in the midbar, he doesn't know when Shabbos is, he's doing malacha, so there's a tzad, he should wear tefillin. He doesn't have the ois of Shabbos. So Mordechai didn't have matzah. He wasn't eating matzah. He needed the ois of tefillin. Now, that's the first half that we're setting up over here. The idea of matzah all 7 days. We're going to connect this to another topic, and I want to try to put something together. There's a Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings down in the beginning of the 10th parak of Pesachim, the famous Yerushalmi. Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erif Pesach, ki'ilu boil arusasoi be'beis chometh. The Hainu, we know the minig was in the olden days, erusin, not engagement, kedushin, was done, and then a 12-month period was in between. The kala, she was already an Eishes Ish, would live in her father's house, and then there was Nisuin. The concept is that an Erev Pesach, the matzah, is like Erisin. When you're going to get to the Seder, then it's going to be the Nisuin. But Erev Pesach, it's Erisin. So if you chab, you eat matzah, an Erev Pesach, that's like Boyal Arusos, like the Beis Chomet, that's not what you're supposed to do. Interesting, Prima Godim, in Hilchas Matzah, this is a Prima Godim in Hilchas Matzah, he says, the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Baba Basra that on the day that Avram Avinu was Nifter, Esav was Yotzal Atar Basra, Yitzchak was sitting Shiva, Yaakov was preparing in Azir Adoshim for the Sudas Avelus. And Esav went out and did five terrible Averis, one of them, Baal Nara Merosa, he was a Ritzeich also, one of them, Oyev Meritzicha, he says, Anoichi Oyev. But he was Boyal and Aram Arasa. The Prima Godim says the Gemara doesn't mean literally Boyal and Aram Arasa. The Gemara means that he ate matzah on Erev Pesach. Why? Because Yaakov gave him lechem unizir adoshim. What kind of lechem? Can't be chametz. It's Erev Pesach. Yaakov can't give him Pesach. It's Baal Yeroi. He can't give him chametz. It was matzah. It was matzah. And he gave Esav to eat the matzah. So Esav was nichshal in the avera of kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach kilu boil. That's what the Gemara prima godim in Hilchas Chametz or Hilchas Pesach. He brings this pshat that's what the Gemara means. Now I have a shtickle problem. He gave him a nizir adoshim. Nizir adoshim is kidneys. Nizir adoshim is kidneys. But why aren't we stelling on the kidneys? Now I don't know what time of the day was it. Maybe it was after before Chatzos. Is there a prop? We have to work this out. When is the Isser to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach? I know people have a minig not to eat from Rosh Chodesh, from Purim, Shloshim Yom Kodesh, but when exactly was this? Because if it was the morning, maybe the lech, maybe it was b'chal bread, maybe it was still chametz. If it was early in the morning, we know Chazal say that the Avram Avinu was niftar on Erev Pesach, but maybe it was if it was early in the morning, it could still be chametz. And else the kidneys could be Yaakov was a Sfardi, maybe they didn't have that minig. I rather wanted to say Chiddush. I want to ask Halacha Lamaisa, is it usher to eat kidneys on Erev Pesach? Machlek is a poskim. You know, now they have all kind of potato chips and all kind of things. Kosher lo'ichle kidneys. Can you eat that? I have a tzad that the Isser of Kitnius is only Usser Mamash Pesach Lil when it's the 7 days. When Chametz is Chorus, then Kitnius is Usser. And that would be another, and proof would be, because no one's telling on the Nezir Adashim. We're only hung up on the matzah. But let's analyze this a bit. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Erev Pesachim Samach LaMincha, a person shouldn't eat anything. He shouldn't eat because you want him to be, you know, betaiva, hungry by the Seder night. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, already from Erev Pesach Samach LaMincha, Tzemachleikis, what does it mean, Samach LaMincha? Is it Mincha Gedoyla, like already from Chatzois, or only Mincha Katana, like 3-4 in the afternoon? Machleikis in the Gemara, well, that's, it's just, it's Negeya, but let's put that on the side for a minute. So the Mishnah says, Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat. Frek Toisvis, over there, in the beginning of Erev Pesachim. Ma lo yoichel. Let's assume it means Mincha Katana. So Be'erach at 3 in the afternoon, stop eating. Frek Toisvis, Pshat in the Mishnah, Pashup Pshat. What are you not going to eat now? Meaning at 2 o'clock, when it's not Samach L'mincha Katana, it's not Teisha V'chetzi Shois yet of the day, you could eat. At Teisha V'chetzi Shois, Samach L'mincha, there's a din in the Mishnah, stop eating. Frek Toisvis. Stop eating what? Chametz. Chametz Avada you can't eat. Already from Chatzois and maybe even an hour or two before. Matzah, quotes Toisvis the Yerushalmi. That's brought in the Prima Godem also, yeah? That kol oichol matzah v'erev Pesach, kilo b'yelo resasei. So what are you not going to eat? The Emes says, many Rishonim say it means just don't eat mine targima. Don't eat potatoes, you can eat. Don't eat a lot of potatoes. After three in the afternoon, don't eat potatoes either. The Rambam brings it like that. Other Rishonim. But Tosfos says an interesting teretz. Zok Tosfos, it means matzah ashira. Careful, meaning. We know that you're allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, it needs to be lechem oini. It needs to be just flour and water. If it's matzah, ashira, egg matzah, with fruit juices or all kind of extra, dvash, yayin, shemen. Matzah ashira is not a kind of a matzah that you're yotze the leil haseder with. And this is the chiddush of Tosfos. Other Mishnayim argue, but Tosfos brings this, that azah kind of matzah, that's matzah ashira, that's not lechem oini, that you're not yoitza at night, the Leila Seder, such a matzah you could eat on Erev Pesach. Maybe that was the matzah that Yaakov gave Esau. But such a matzah you could eat. Azayzak Taisvis. This is Negev when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos. There are those that you want to make Shalosh Shudas, and it's a whole Shaila, when to eat the Shalosh Shudas, and you can't eat Chametz anymore. And they say there's a chab to use matzah shira, which interesting, there are those that are machmer, the Rambam Shita is, that matzah ashira is not with fruit juices. Stamaze apple juice is not matzah ashira. Only wine or oil. And therefore, what? And therefore, there are those that specifically for Erev Pesach, Shabbos, Shabbos, they make grape juice matzah, not apple juice matzah. Because, like the Rambam, could be apple juice matzah is not matzah ashira. And then it's also eater on Erev Pesach. So again, Tosfos says that matzah ashira, since you're not yoitzel, el aseder with, you therefore could eat it on Erev Pesach. And you could, but not after 3 in the afternoon. Now comes the Mishnah. When it's Samach LaMincha, stop eating. Stop eating what? Not Chametz. Chametz I wasn't able to eat from way before. Not Matzah. Shmur Matzah, that Avada I can't eat since, you know. Matzah Shir. Frek the Marsha, Afanort. Tzadi Tesama Beis. Why did Tosfos have to answer Matzah Ashira? We're looking for a matzah that you're allowed to eat earlier in the day, and suddenly that it's 3 in the afternoon, stop eating it. Let it just be non-shmur matzah. It's called matzah shaloy lishma, or in the Gemara's terminology, b'tzeikoy shal nokrim. Non-shmur matzah. Are you yaitza le'la seder with non-shmur matzah? No. So l'chor is such matzah, you should be allowed to eat on Erev Pesach. Asti Yerushalmi. Why did and the Meiri, Rabbeinu Manoach, other Rishonim, they take a say, they ask the same kashas Tosfos, and they say, yeah, it's talking about matzah shaloy lishma. Frek the Marsha, why didn't Tosfos say it? Says the Marsha, no, because it's not true. He says, matzah ashira you could eat on Erev Pesach. Matzah shaloy lishma, I don't know, like manashevis, kosher lepesach, but not shmura matzah, kind of matzah, not egg matzah the way, you know, regular matzah, you can't eat. Why? What's the difference? You're not yoytze le'el aseid with it. Why should the Yerushalmi's then apply? So the Marsha says, because it has the same taste. I want to say a big chiddush. It's based on a few hanochas that I want to say, but if you'll name it on like this, I'll say it like this. Is the Olam familiar that according to the Gra, There's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. We once spoke about this topic. I'm all. The Gra. Oh. The Gra holds there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all 7 days. I want to ask you something. Does the Gra's matzah have to be lechem oini? Are you yoitza Gra's matzah when the chomoid, when you eat matzah shira? Good, Claire. Does the Tanai of lechem oini apply only on the Be'er of Teichel matzah's matzah? Or does it also apply by the Gra? Nice, Claire. I don't know yet. 1 second. Have another, Claire. Does the Gra's matzah need lishma? And the emes is, I have a big dilemma. I know a guy, he's like a whole brisker. He has a special chabura. They go imamish. It's a whole thing. And he gets 3 matzah special for Leila Seder. Now he's all, and that's special, you know, mamish is like, not even for his kids and wife. Mamish, he just has his 3 matzahs he gets from that chabura. But then afterwards, for the rest of Pesach, he also doesn't just stam as he wants stam matzahs. He goes and makes a whole chabura, also high-end chabura, for the rest of the days. I told him the big problem here. Let's say epi something out, you brought the matzahs broke, you want to use those matzahs for Leila Seder. It's no good. You had your head in mind when you were making those matzahs, baking those matzahs, that it's not for Leila Seder. It's for the Sheshes Yamin. It's the Gra. It's a big mitzvah, Alice, but it's not for the Leila Seder. It's like not Lishma. I don't know. Interesting, Shiloh. I mean, you know, Kamosha Sefer Torah Shebehechel needs mazel. A matzah also needs mazel. There's so many matzahs, and most of them don't end again. Most of them are for the Chol Moed trips, which is a great thing, but it's not the Leila Seder, you know? The matzah also is waiting to be used for the Leila Seder. So again, this is my clear though. Does the Gra's matzah need Lishma? And does the Gra's matzah need lechem oini? Yes, good clear. Here's the chiddush. We said that you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, because eating a matzah on Erev Pesach is like boila resusli. Only a matzah though that you yoytza lela seidu with. Here's a chiddush. Even a matzah that you're not yoytza lela seidu with, but if it's a matzah that you can chutz do the Gra's matzah, that also is boila resusli. It's usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach, even if it's a matzah that can't be used for the seder. But it's chutz a matzah that's going to have the Gra's mitzvah, that also you can't eat on Erev Pesach. That's one hanocha. It's a chiddush, but it's a hanocha. The second hanocha, as we'll say, is that matzah shira is garnished. If it's not lechem oini, there's no mitzvah of the Gra either. But for the Gra, you do need lishma. If all that is true, then we have a shtikol Torah. It's usher to eat shmura matzah, non-shmura matzah on Erev Pesach, because in a chanami, you're not yoytze the leila seder with it, a b'chutz you could do the Gra. And that also is tantamount that you shouldn't eat on Erev Pesach. Mashenkin matzah ashira. Zoktaisis matzah ashira. It's not lechem oini. There's no mitzvah of the Gra. There's no mitzvah of the Seder. That you're allowed to eat. But again, I'm saying big chedushim. It's based on 3 hanochas. That there's boila resosai of matzah fun the Gra, even if it's not matzah of the Seder. That lechem oini is a tenai in the Gra's matzah. And that lishma is not. Go a few steps. Continuing this. Wow. The famous Kasha, the Meshech Chochma talks about it. It's a big machlokes b'shoinim. Erev Pesach Shechal b'Shabbos, b'zman sh'Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. We know that always on Shabbos there was something very special that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Chalukas Lechem Haponim. What's Lechem Haponim? Matzah. And they would give it out to the Kehanim. Could the Kehanim eat Lechem Haponim on Shabbos when it's Erev Pesach? So it's a shayla, it's matzah, you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. And it's mavur, the Rashi, and Tosis, and the Sugi, and Psochem, they ate lechem upon him on Erev Pesach. Why? So some say because it was before Chatzos, maybe in the morning. Some say, no, it's not a problem, because it's not matzah that's lishma for the Leila Seder. It's matzah that's lishma for the lechem upon him. It's for a different matara. It's not considered matzah lishma. But those that want to say it's because it's the morning, so that goes to an interesting shayla. When does that start? When is the Erusin? I know some people have a minig not to eat matzah from Purim. Some people have a minig not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh, Yochum or Rosh Chodesh. But what about, when is the real, that's Minhagim. When does the din of Boyal Arusasi start? The Balamor says from Chatzos. And he says why? He says Chatzos is when it's usher to eat chametz. That's the transition period. When it's usher to eat chametz, that's when it slips over now that, okay, now the isser, you're not ready for matzah yet. That's the erusin. Those 6 hours are the erusin. Other rishonim say, no, ready from the morning. And the emes says, I saw the Magen Avraham brings, there's a tzad, the Chok Yaakov, the Paiskim handle, that maybe it's already usher to eat matzah from the night before. Again, I'm not talking about the minig from Rosh Chodesh. I'm talking about the din of Boil Arusasa. They say it's maybe usher to eat matzah from the day, from the night before. And it's Bavos, the famous kasha they bring from Reb Chaim with the Briskerov. There's a vikuach who asked this kasha. How could you tell me that it's usher to eat matzah on the night before? It's a Mefersha Mishnah. Everyone knows this Mishnah. Every Chedi Engel knows this Mishnah. Mishnah in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tezayin. Kana ben Shoyel Manishtana Halayla Zeh Mikol Halaylois Shebechol Halaylois Anu Eichlum Chometz Umatz Halayla Hazeh Tesvov Rak Matzah Kulei Matzah. What do you mean? Last night was Kulei Chometz. Last night was usher to eat matzah. The kid, how could the kid, now I'm not saying that the kid should ask that Yom Kippur we didn't eat anything and that last year Pesach, he doesn't remember that far back. But how could he ask a kasha that tonight we're only eating matzah and the other nights is like both choices. Last night it was only chametz. It's like a mefurish raya from a Mishnah that you could eat matzah. You have to know there's ways to get out. Maybe the Mishnah means matzah ashira. There's other terutzim. But there's a vikuach when this issur starts. Now, it's considered erusin, though. When is the nesuin? When could you start eating matzah? So past this, when does this issur start? Tata came to Hanfen Shield, licked it on the kittel, and he starts eating matzah. I mean, he made the whole seder, but you start. There's many rishonim I saw quoted down, that there's a sheva brachas. There's a sheva brachas. And as a matter of fact, they say that the brach of al-bir chametz is the birchas erusin. And then when you come to the home for shul, and you make hagofen, and then kiddush, and then like the Rambam, the Tilsi Daim, and then hadoma on the karpas, and then asher golanu, and then like some rishonim another hagofen, hamoitzi, and the Tilsi Daim, hamoitzi, and then alachilas matzah. There's more than seven. You have to pick your choice in the rishonim how to work it out. But they say there are seven brachos, and they taka say kalo beloy bracha asura. It's not mutter to eat the matzah till you make sheva brachas. And you know what bracha achrita is? You know what bracha achrita is? Asher bara, what's the bracha achrita? Not the hamaitzi, come on. The bracha achrita is al achilas matzah. And only then is it become mutter. And the Rishonim said, that's mamash the process. The bir chametz bracha was... The bir chametz bracha was the birchas eris, and then it was osur to eat matzah. And when does it become mutter finally? You uncover the matzahs, yeah, the kala, and you make the sheva brachas. And Lafiza, I have a bomb kasha that for many years was bothering me. The Gemara says, Mefurash and Pesachim, Taisus brings it here, that if a person only has one kezayis of shmura matzah, he has plenty of non-shmura matzah, but he only has one kezayis of matzah, what should he do? Mimale kreisoi bebitzekei shal nochrim. He fills up himself with non-shmura matzah, and then vilvad sheyoichel kezayis bachroina. He doesn't eat only by afikoyim, and he eats, then for that he saves his kezayis. Question. Such a yid that only has one kezayis of shmura matzah, when does he make the bracha of al achilas matzah? At the end. So how does he eat the whole suda? He was eating the non-shmura matzah. Careful. He made hamoitzi, but he didn't make asher bor yet. He didn't make bracha achrita yet. And he's eating that matzah. He's eating the matzah and it's still osros, called a boil arasasai, bebeis chamev. So you'll say there's no isser boil arasasai on non shmura matzah, but the marsha says there is. How could he eat that matzah? Someone told me he's doing minig Yehuda. If you know from the sugyas in Ksubis, that for Shavu is still in Ksubis, but this is like way back before. But in Ksubis, the minig in Yehuda was different, that in Yehuda you're allowed to boil or sauce. That's when you're eating that matzah, it's like minig Yehuda. But could be not. Based on what we said, that it's als the grah, could be for that you don't need the sheva brachas. Meaning, b'derechlal, als matzah, als boil or sauce, you mamash need to go through a sheva brachas and make the alachilas matzah asher bara. But if it's only boil or sauce, als the grah's matzah, the hamoitzi kereichet zayin habracha achrita, or you don't even need brachas. It's as long as it's nighttime already, you can do the mitzvah of the grah, and you can do the mitzvah of the grah, and then you can be yoitzah. It's brought down. There's a machloikis different minhagim. If you're supposed to do the haggadah, Shabbos haggadah, the Rama brings to say the haggadah, and the grah is choylik. The grah said not to say the haggadah. Yochel merish chodesh tamaloymer b'yayim ahu b'avur zeh. Only when there's matzah mar menachem lefenach. So, but the Ramos minig is yet to say the Haggadah. I heard once a pshat, till when do we say the Haggadah? Till l'chaper alavein yisayinu. Without saying Rabban Gamliel ha'yo oymer. So Ken's saying the pshat's like this. The same way it's usher to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. But you could eat azah kind of matzah that you're not yoytze with the Leil HaSeder. So similarly, in this gra, you could say the Haggadah, just omit a very ma'akevdik element of the Haggadah. What is that? Rabbi Gamliel HaYomer. Now some say la yotze yedei chayvasi means you're not yotze the chayvas Pesach, and you're not yotze the chayvas matzah, you're not yotze the chayvas mar. But many Rishonim learn, no, you're not yotze sipin tzias Mitzrayim if you didn't say this Rabban Gamliel memra. So that's how you avoid it. You're doing the din of the gra, you're doing the haggadah, but you're doing it alive and you're not yotze. That's not a problem to do before Rish Chodesh. There's a Ramah in Hilchas Sukkah, Simon Tofresh Lametes. He says that on Leil Tesvav and Sukkot, there's also an Indian to eat lechem in the Sukkah and to make sure to eat it before Chatzos, just like on Pesach. And then he adds from the Maharil, on Erev Sukkot, one shouldn't eat from Chatzos in the afternoon. Where does this come from? On Erev Sukkot, you shouldn't eat from Chatzos. On Erev Pesach, we don't have Azadin, you shouldn't eat from Chatzos. Where does the Ramah get this idea? Erev Sukkot, everyone talks about it, the Gro, the Magen Avraham, all the nice of Kalim. Where did the Ramah, B'Shem the Maharil, get this idea that on Erev Sukkot, you shouldn't eat from Chatzos? The Gro says over there, he says, because he's going like the Shita, that on Erev Pesach also, the din of the Mishnah, not the Yerushalmi, the din of the Mishnah that you shouldn't eat is from Mincha Gedoyla. Ah, in Hilchas Pesach, he didn't pass him like that. So he says, a chap. In Hilchas Pesach, what are you going to eat? The only teretz was matzah ashir, which is made with fruit juice. The Ramah l'shitasi holds that it's a chashash chometz, so you can't eat it. So it's not a gay on Erev Pesach. But on Erev Sukkot, it's from Chatzos. Magen Avraham says a chap. He says, on Erev Pesach, you know, the kindlech are going to come home and you're not going to eat the meal till like 10 o'clock at night. So Mimela, it's enough to stop eating at 3 in the afternoon. But Erev Sukkot, when you're coming home, you're going to eat right away. There, b'les brer, we had to go back and stop eating already from Chatzos. Also, they say on Erev Sukkot, you could mamish eat a lot of different foods. You'll be full. Pesach, you're limited what kind of food you could eat. All kind of tzuritzim like that. I wanted to say once a very big chiddush. When does the Isser Boyal Arusase start? Not the din of the Mishnah. The din of the Mishnah is only from 3 in the afternoon. But when does Boyal Arusase start? According to the Baal HaMor, from Chatzos. I'm saying a chiddush. The Maharil is saying that on Erev Sukkot, you're not allowed to eat any food, not only matzah. As Boyal Arusase. The same way there's Boyal Arusase on matzah, on Erev Pesach, this boiler was sasai on Erev Sukkot, but it's a mechudish to kibshat in the Ramah. The pasuk says matzas toichal b'makayim kadosh. The pasuk in last week's parsha is talking about karbanis, but it's a pasuk matzas toichal b'makayim kadosh. The Sfarim talk about that you have to eat the matzah in a makam kadosh. Where do we eat the matzah? So first of all, we eat the matzah in our mouths. But if you want to eat the matzah in your mouth, it has to be in a makam kadosh. Your peh. Pesach, but your peh has to be a makam kaddish. Your peh has to be a place where only dvarim shel kedusha. You know, Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi, in the beginning of Bracha, says if he was by Matan Torah, he would make two mouths, one for Torah, and one for the ander zachen. What's the ander zachen? What's the other things? Some say for eating, some say for talking. I think it means even for davening. Even davening, maybe, is the other mouth. It's the mouth of Torah. But certainly not Lashon Hara and Chas V'Shalom, other things, and Macholas that are not exactly in the Kashrus Mudor. But matzah is toichel b'makam kodesh. We have to eat the matzah in the makam kodesh. Where else we eat the matzah? In our house. The house has to be. We eat it b'chabura. It has to be b'bayis. Matzah is toichel b'makam kodesh. We have to know to eat the matzah that the peh should be a makam kodesh and that the bayis should be a makam kodesh. One other nakuda. Matzah, the Zohar says, is called lechem of emunah. The matzah is a lechem, michla de mehemnusa. What does it mean it's a matzah of emunah? The matzah is teaching us, you know, we have questions, and the emes, what's going on in the world today, we really, in Eretz Yisrael, and bechlal, in the whole world, there are so many questions. I saw brought down in the Sfar, a matzah is gematria 135, and there are three kids that ask ma. I mean, the fourth kid is eni yedei elishol, but three of the kids ask ma. Ma is 45. Ma is gematria matzah. Ma is 45. 3 times 45 is 135 is matzah. The fourth kid doesn't ask. At psachla. But from the questions that we have, the matzah is the answer. What's the answer? So I saw Meir the Kataych. You know, one of the reasons we eat matzah, the Gemara says, is because, the Pasuk says, actually, and it's a pella because other people bring other stuff. And the Pasuk says, lehispik etzekim lahachmetz. So I sober it down. It's based on a morale, and others bring this idea. The Yidden want to go out of Mitzrayim. They're waiting for hundreds of years to go out of Mitzrayim. So why are they baking bread now? Because they need the bread to go out. They're planning to make chametz. There was no Isser of Matzah. There was no Isser of chametz. They were planning to make bread. And Hashem comes and says, we're going out now. So the Yidden say, you know how it goes? Like in Eretz Yisrael, go like this. No, rock raga, you know, 10 minutes, like it's waiting. Abraham says, no, now. My way, not the highway. It's not nish. That's what the matzah of Amun is teaching us, that we're kuloi biyodei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when he says it's time, then it's time. Not before, not after, not during. What the Rebbeinu Shlom says. So Be'ezer Hashem, the matzah, the michla, the memnusa, which already, Klal Yisrael, Kedoshim, a lot of, I don't know from Purim, but for sure from Rosh Chodesh, many have the minig already. We're mehal tzachayin yest from eating the matzah, and we're getting ready with the excitement that we should be able to eat the matzah, but the matzah should be taka, the answer of emuna, and should give us tritzim to all the kashas, that they aren't kashas bechlal. Afatat the frekmanish kin kashas, that's what they say, and Bezer Hashem, we should be zoicha, benisa nigalu, benisa nasidim ligal, could already be from Rosh. That could be yochol, me Rosh Chodesh. Yashikoyach again, it's always a geshmak to be here. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to do that.